It's our view that within the next 2 years, we will grow production by 100% from the level that we took it over. We took over this mine at approximately 1 million tons production a year. And by the end of 2012, we should be at about 2 million tons production per year. Most of that comes from the brand new mine, the Brakfontein mine, which has got a much more modern infrastructure as what the old vertical shaft has, for instance. And therefore, there are two advantages. The one is not only economy of scale advantage in getting your unit cost down, but because it's a more efficient infrastructure than the vertical shaft, we will have a cost benefit or reducing the cost as a result of the more efficient infrastructure as well. So over the next 2 years, we will grow from the current levels of about 100,000 tons per month to about 160,000 tons per month. I think an important aspect is the company has got a primary listing on the TSX Ventures Exchange, and we are in the process of migrating to the main board on the TSX. The best share movement that we have is in the Americans Exchange in New York. That is by far the most active trading platform. The JSE is actually fairly quiet as well. We have approximately 50 million shares that are currently trading, and to that extent, you know, a lot of the bigger institutions are still a little bit hesitant to get into the company because of the lack of liquidity. They cannot go out of the, or get out of the company that quickly. So a lot of our investors currently are really retail, the in retail investment market. Over the times to come, if we just have a look at the 26% shares, for instance, that Anglo Platinum has directly in Anorak, that takes our free float and takes it up three times. So it makes a substantial difference to the investment community. When will that happen? Well, we've already had the share price in a position where it would have been beneficial for Anglo Platinum to sell those shares into the market. But, you know, I cannot speak for them. That would be a decision that they take. But it's certainly coming back into the market over time. The beauty of the Phase 1 expansion is that we've got a facility in place to do the total expansion and double production on this mine. It is our internal objective to generate enough funds internally and actually do it with the internal profits that we generate and grow the mine in that manner. But as a safety net underneath us, we certainly have a facility in place of 750 million rand, which, remember, is only 51% of the total requirement. Anglo contributes 49% of that. So we've got more than enough capital facility available to double production in the meantime. There's approximately 600 million rand still outstanding to double production, of which we will be liable for 50% or 51%. So we need 300 million. We've got a facility of 750 million.